tickets are on sale now.
Infinity Broadcasting, WJFK-FM, Manassas, Washington, D.C.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Welcome to the 224th presentation of the Hallmark Hall of Fame.
Hi.
Tonight we are proud to present Riding the Bus with My Sister.
Yeah.
Hello.
Rachel is beautiful and successful.
Lovely.
Beth has a style all her own.
Excellent.
They have nothing in common except they're sisters.
You win!
So are you.
Now they are about to become more than family. They will become friends.
I like you just the way you are.
Based on a best-selling novel.
Mike O'Mara, Don Geronimo.
I love you too.
Riding the Bus with My Sister. The Hallmark Hall of Fame is brought to you by Hallmark Cards of Kansas City. Yeah. And the fine stores in your neighborhood that
Kansas City,
Hallmark
everything's cards. Up to date there.
Hallmark. When you care enough to send
yeah.
up
there. I want to see you! Oh!
Shut up!
How about is that?
Yeah. Good.
Okay, now. Let me ask you something.
No.
What?
No.
No, it's great.
No.
Yes,
Master.
What's great is carrying this into the second week. That, to me, makes it funnier now. Now it's really ours.
I had not noticed.
What for?
I had not noticed that this was the second week.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, we've carried it into the second
Who's
week.
Who's in charge here?
We'll run this joint anyway.
Absolutely.
None of your business, honey.
Toilet seat assistance and row number one. Thank you.
Is there a chance that maybe you could keep your voice down ever so much?
No.
Yes, I want you to.
No.
Yes.
No.
Don't make me ask again.
All this boring clothes. What, am I scaring you?
You don't scare me. I just don't like the tone of your voice. That's about
yes.
it. Yes, that's right.
Yes.
Yep, you got it, sister.
Can you hear me?
Who can't? Who can't hear you?
How that is that?
Yeah, that's not going to get any sympathy from me. Just keep your voice down.
It was just 168 hours ago that you first played these
things. Excellent.
Excellent. You're not excellent.
Okay, here's the question. Yeah. I desperately want to start today with TJ, Mr. Tom Jones.
Well, yes. Of course.
Ooh. I realize, that in this, what is the year, 2005?
Yes, that's correct.
We're only talking about music.
This is in 2005 already.
Oh, yes, it is, Mike. Yeah. Yes, it is.
Yeah. Whoa.
Yeah. So, God, it's not unusual. That's a good one.
Yeah.
I like that one.
A little crispy, though. You
I like She's a Lady.
I like Kiss.
I like that one, too. What about Daughter of Darkness?
I don't remember that.
Do you remember that?
It's a deep cut.
I love that one.
Daughter of Darkness. Well,
if you're going to play Tom Jones, I think maybe deep cut the way to go.
Daughter of Darkness. Bom, 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 bom. Stay out of my life. My life.
Never heard of that one.
And Help Yourself always merits a mention.
Yeah.
So help yourself.
Homo.
Hey, I like that, though.
That's
I like
good.
That one.
I've
that's
had...
one nobody ever plays.
I've played that one before.
I've always said if I had a cooking show, I'd want that to be the theme.
Never mind. I am dumb.
What?
I've already played Tom Jones one day to start the show recently.
Never mind.
Well, that's, you know what? That's a nasty tease.
He has many hits.
You're a Tom tease.
Sorry.
What are you going to replace it with?
I don't know.
Well, now that you've brought it up to the table.
I don't know.
Chills and fever, yeah.
Let me see.
Hold on.
Rob Trouble sing it.
Chills and fever, yeah.
I give you some choices.
So help yourself to my lips.
I'm just in such a great mood after the best Mother's Day weekend. And I am not kidding.
I know.
The best Mother's Day weekend.
Right?
In the history of Mother's Day.
Isn't that great? You're very lucky.
I concur.
Yeah, you had much the same.
A very similar weekend.
You're both very lucky.
Okay, let's see.
My love is like candy on a shelf.
Come on, guys.
The sweetest thing is there for you.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Whoa,
no.
Whoa, whoa.
Aerosmith played them already. Doors played them too much.
You went right by the Wiggles.
You too played that already. Cool and the Gang Hate Celebration. Why do we have that song?
In case we do a wedding.
BTO played that already. Tom Petty, Sick of Him. John Lennon, well, you can't start with that. Starting Over, that's not a good song to start a radio show with.
Not rocking.
Our life together is so precious.
Okay, here's what I'm going to do.
One.
it's really just going to be dealer's choice. I mean, but random dealer's choice.
Here comes the grassroots again.
No, Mike.
Picked up a stack.
Mike, here's a stack of CDs.
A random stack.
Pick anything. Pick any CD.
Pick a disc. Any disc.
Like I'm doing
Took Tom Jones out. I think to make it fair, you should put Tom Jones back in and shuffle.
Well, that's already been decided.
Okay, all right. I'll put Tom Jones back in and shuffle.
Like what are the odds?
We've got one. Hold on. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight discs with different songs.
I love these games.
Now, what you got to do.
Shuffle the cards.
I'm going to shuffle the cards. Shuffle these now.
All right. Don't bend any corners.
Hold on.
No marking.
Delilah.
But you got to see the Tom Jones one, though, has a label on it. And here we go.
Or have him choose a number 1 through 8.
No. Here you go. Mike, look right at the stack. Pick one out. Lean up and pick one out. Don't look at the CD. Just lean up and pick one out.
Sliding one out of the center of the stack.
You got one?
Dead center.
Do you have one? Okay. Now, what's wrong?
Mike has apparently
seen it. Pick a number between... Stop. How many cuts are on this?
Oh.
Pick a number between 1 and 23.
This is a great game.
1.
How do you think?
All right. I can live with it.
I'm responsible for this.
No.
I'd like to take responsibility before you play it. That way, if it's bad or good,
no.
It's on me.
I think you like it.
The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah.
Good. Jeopardy. But you don't like Greg Ken?
It's just...
It's a good show. It's a good show starter. It's a good up-tempo tune. Would you want to pick another number from the same CD?
He does.
Yes.
How many cuts are on there?
23.
Jeopardy.
And I'll tell you this. They're all over the place on this CD.
How about 10?
Number 10.
10.
Okay.
I just, you know, that song.
Do you think this is better or not as good as the last one?
10. If it's the long version, I think it's better.
Okay.
No, short version. You don't like this one either to start a show?
Well, we've played it a lot.
No, we don't play it a lot. We never play it because I hate the short version. I love the long version.
I do know there's a lot of funky stuff going down in the city.
Okay,
right, how about cut number 23? I'm going for the first one and the last one. This is when Rob was tired.
No.
Number 23.
I think I know what it is, though.
Yeah.
I think he chose well.
I'm ready. I'm going to be pleased with this.
Yeah, we got the song we're going to start with.
All right.
I promise you'll like it.
On our compilation disc number 20, this is cut number 23.
Very good. Now I'm excited.
Good choice, Mike.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
And a big crap game. And I'm back in the attic.
Here I was worried about playing Tom Jones. Now we're going with Jerry Reed and all is right with the world.
All right, I'm clapping up.
You sure you want this one, Mike? You want to throw it back for one more?
When you hot?
Nah.
You hot?
It's perfect.
Yeah. When you hot, you hot.
Hi, everybody.
Especially if you play it to the end.
You had a lot of choices. You had Thompson Twins.
Yeah.
Bow Wow Wow.
Yeah.
You had Casey and the Sunshine Band.
Which one from Casey and the Sunshine Band?
Get Down Tonight.
Well, that's pretty good.
Yeah. Supremes. You had Hall & Oates. You had Donnie Irish. You had Thomas Dolby.
What's Donnie Irish song?
Love Is Like a Rock.
Yeah. Oh.
One of your favorites.
Yeah.
I think. Can I request Donnie Iris?
He said, "Hello, boy."
If you can guess the number.
Oh.
What are you looking at me in that tone of voice?
You hot?
What are you counting?
19. Number 19.
Hi, Mike.
Shut up.
You're distracting.
I'm telling everyone to shut up now. That's what I do on this show.
19's a good one.
All right. Cut number 19.
19 is not Donnie Iris.
What is it, Thompson Twins?
No, it's... Come on. It's a good one.
All right.
The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I mean, I love this song by Huey Lewis. It's one of my favorite Huey Lewis songs. I like this, but it's not doing it for me.
I vetoed this.
Not powerful enough, really.
I vetoed this. Not strong enough.
I was walking down a one-way street. Just a looking.
We used to sing with this all the time.
And I said, thanks a lot.
Screw it.
Sing with that.
Donnie Iris?
No. New CD, new disc.
All right.
New disc, and this time Buzz.
Yes.
You make the choice.
Okay. Are you still playing?
Buzz, I hope you had better luck than I did.
So do I.
The Boss Jock random number game?
Let me see. I'm trying to find one that's not alphabetical.
All right.
Okay, I got one that's definitely not alphabetical. Buzz, there are 24 cuts on this CD as we... Jesus Christ, the show's 10 minutes on the air already.
Well, then I'll make a quick decision and say 25.
There's only, I'm sorry, 24 cuts.
That's why I chose 25. No, I'll take 13.
13.
Ooh, unlucky. Lucky. Yeah, we'll see. Lucky maybe 13. It won't. Maybe this will turn everything around.
This may work today.
The Don and Mike Show.
My pappy said, Sonny's going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
What don't you like about this, Mike?
Not that I don't like it. It's just, it's not a show opener.
Yeah, probably.
It's not that he doesn't like it. It's just right. That he hates it.
Have you heard the story of the hot
rod? No, I actually like Hot Rod Lincoln.
Yeah, me too.
But I like so many of these songs. I like the end of it better than the beginning.
Okay, you start at the end.
Okay. Then here, I'll make it easy. I'll look at this disc, and I'll tell you what my choices would be number-wise, and then you guys just pick the number that you like. Okay?
All right.
If I was doing this as I should have done it to 20 minutes ago,
fine.
I'd look at cut number 2, cut number 6, cut number 9, cut number 21, cut 23. You got those numbers? Anybody got those numbers? Play those in the lotto tonight and call me tomorrow from your yacht.
They were on the back of my fortune cookie.
Why don't you go with cut number 6?
Number 6. And a guarantee.
Why are you making a face?
Because I wanted number 9.
You wanted number 9?
Did you know what it was?
No.
Oh, all right. I would have chose 21.
21? I'll tell you what you missed out on. 21 was Signs by the Five-Man Electrical Band.
Mm-hmm.
What did you have, Robbie?
9.
Bill Squire, Everybody Wants You.
You were right.
Yeah. It was a good. Hey, listen.
Unless 6 completely
trumped
it.
This could be really good, though.
6 is good.
The Don and Mike Show.
Come on. Who doesn't like the Marshall Crenshaw?
I like the Marshall Crenshaw.
That's a good starting song.
Yeah, it's a good opener.
Right? Great. All we got to do is restart the show. Give me 1 second.
Someday.
Is it time to start the show?
Yes, it's time. It's time.
Well, you should think about it.
It's time.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe in you.
Hello.
Yeah, here we go.
Hello!
That was like a little song intervention we had going.
Hello!
I kind of like a totally worthless...